Today, the Supreme Court made it easier for students with disabilities to enforce their rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act and other federal laws which ensure disabled children get equal opportunities to learn in public schools. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Writing for a unanimous court, Chief Justice John Roberts said that while today's decision may be narrow, that does not diminish its importance for a great many children with disabilities, children who face, quote, daunting challenges on a daily basis. We hold today, he said, that those challenges do not include having to satisfy a more stringent standard of proof than other plaintiffs in discrimination cases. At the center of today's opinion was Ava Tharp, a teenage girl who suffers from serious disabilities caused by a rare form of epilepsy. She has so many seizures, mostly in the morning hours, that her public school in Kentucky arranged her schedule to be in the afternoon only, including a teacher who gave her instruction at home in the early evening. But when the Tharp family moved to Minnesota for her father's job, her new school in the Twin Cities refused to accommodate her late-day schedule. So Ava was only getting two-thirds of the instructional time in school that other kids were getting. After years of litigation, the Osseo area school system relented. But the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals denied the Tharps' claims for compensatory damages, essentially reimbursement of expenses, including experts, outside teachers, and lawyers needed to get equal treatment for their child. The appellate court said that the Tharps did not meet the high standard of proof needed to prevail, specifically that they failed to prove that the school system acted in bad faith or with gross misjudgment. Today, the Supreme Court reversed that ruling, calling its reasoning, quote, wrong.
So this is, for us, this is bigger than our family.
Ava's father, Aaron Tharp, told NPR that the most important thing about today's ruling is that it gives other families who don't have the resources he does the tools to fight back.
This battle for us has always been about other families and their right of access for their children to educational opportunities. And so knowing that they have another tool that they can use to fight for those protections, fight for the right of access, is extremely important to me.
A statement from the Osseo area schools noted that while the court overruled the showing of bad faith needed to prevail in this case, the justices did not specify what the standard should be. That said, the language of today's opinion strongly suggested that Congress has already made its view clear in the text of the statute by linking federal funding to specific protections for children with disabilities. Indeed, as Roberts observed, Congress at one point even amended the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act to overturn a Supreme Court decision that had failed to interpret the statute in the expansive way that Congress intended. While today's decision was unanimous and joined by all the justices, there were concurring opinions from the right and left of the court. On the right, Justice Clarence Thomas, joined by Justice Kavanaugh, left the door open for future rulings that might restrict the liability of schools. And on the left, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justice Jackson, said that the plain text of the law reaches cases involving a failure to accommodate, even where no ill will or animus towards people with disabilities is present. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.